This is James Watt, BBC Radio Oxford. We're here till two. Now, the pandemic, of course, was a challenge of time for many, many people, but particularly challenging for young folk who had to take time off school or work for long periods of time. Oxfordshire-based organisation SOFIA has been running their No Limits projects to help those aged 16 to 25 to get into employment. Might be struggling after a break or getting started in the first place. We've got Tariji with us, who runs the project and is here with me now. Hello, welcome.
Good morning, James.
Taraji. I love the name.
Thank you.
If only I could say it right.
Taraji.
Okay, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So can you tell me about No Limits then?
Yeah, sure. Thank you, James, for having us here. So the No Limits programme, it's been contracted to SOFIA and Aspire, with SOFIA leading on the project under the suits of a few initiatives with Oxlip Skills.
Yeah.
And it's delivering through the Social Contract Programme, which has been funded through the Contain Outbreak Management Fund. And it's in partnership with the Oxfordshire County Council. And it's to help those who've been impacted by the COVID pandemic.
What made you launch it? Why did you?
So, I mean, Richard Kennell, who is the head of SOFIA, CEO of SOFIA, he's the brains behind the project. And the aim is really to remove barriers that people have into employment, education or training. We're helping 16 plus to over 50s as well. So practically everybody. Yes.
Yeah. So what sort of people are you helping? It's hard to put people in a box, isn't it? But, you know, what sort of people are you helping?
So we're helping young people, 16 plus. We're helping refugees. We're helping anyone in the community through our larders. So SOFIA's got about 19 larders, and we support people. We meet them every week, and we're helping people in churches, mosques, in different community settings.
Yeah. So if people come along and take part in this, what can they expect to happen?
So we provide a one-to-one support with them. Mm. We're providing things like digital devices, like laptops, anything to remove barriers, really. Smartphones, Wi-Fi for up to a year, as well as data for their phones. And it's about sitting down with them. What do you need? Do you need CV writing? Do you need some mock interviews? And getting them ready to get into employment or training or education.
It's very impressive. And have you had lots of success?
Yes. Currently, we're supporting over 200 people currently. So we have had a lot of success with getting to the community through our larders, as well as other organisations.
I like the word larders. That's quite, that's a nice name. It's sort of places where people go.
Yes.
That's the phraseology of it.
Yes, to get some food. Yes. Yeah. That's what SOFIA's big on. Yeah. Our larders. Yeah. So it's a good way to meet people.
Food's always a good place to meet people, isn't it?
We can't do without food, can we? Of course.
And then you're getting people into work. Is this the main aim for the group?
So the main aim is to get people into employment, education or training. Of course, we may not be able to get everybody into work, but we can get them that one step closer. For example, getting them ready for interviews, or if it is the mental health support that they need, get them the support they need.
Are there main problems people have, problems that keep coming up again and again that you see more often?
Yeah, for example, we do have a lot of refugees in Oxfordshire now, so English could be a barrier. Digital devices is a massive one. A lot of people don't have laptops, and there's not, you know, much you can do on your phone. You can't fill out job applications on your phone, hence us providing laptops for them and data to go with it, Wi-Fi dongles to go with it, so they can, you know, have access to reaching out to jobs and doing the applications.
Do people come and see you sort of every week or what? Or do you give them a laptop and say, get on with it?
No, so it depends on what they need. So we do find people who all they need is a laptop to study and do courses, but then we can also provide that support to help them find the courses. And they come to the larders, we go out to them, we meet in a public place convenient for them, and because they come to these larders every week to get their food anyway, so they see us, you know, and they know that support is there. I think it's such a great initiative.
Yeah. How are people finding you to start? Because, you know, people, if English isn't your first language, you don't really speak much to start with. You might have some issues with your health, and you're a bit shy and coming forward. So how do you find these people?
So they're all from the, sorry, if we find them from the larders. Mm-hmm. So they come in to get their food. They know that we're there and we support them with what they need. And even if they don't know there and then that they need the support, they're coming every next week anyway.
Yeah. Tell you what, we'll play a song when we come back and find out somebody that may well have benefited as well. So we're talking about this project here in Oxfordshire, which is fantastic, okay? Helping, it's called Sophia, helping Oxfordshire folk move on and, you know, get on with their lives. And we got Marcia as well with us today. And you've been part of this program, haven't you, for the last few months?
Hi, James. Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I've been looking for a job for a couple of months, well, nearly a year now. And I was introduced to Taraji through another person that I used to work, gain support from. And she has really helped me with a lot of things.
So what did you do? Because she's obviously helped you. So how did she help you?
She helped me with a variety of things, such as doing mock interviews, looking at my CV, and changing aspects that needed to be changed.
Yeah.
And helping me work through how I could do interviews effectively.
Mm.
And also make sure how I would get to what I wanted to do in the future and the route that I could use with her support to do that.
It's very useful, isn't it? I mean, those mock interviews, that's weird, isn't it? How was that like going into a mock interview?
It was very nerve-wracking at first, but when I went into actual interviews, like a couple of weeks or maybe a month later, it gave me that reassurance because I'd already had an idea of what the questions might be like and what I could use as practice answers to those questions.
Well, that's useful. And is there something you're trying to get into? What would you love to be?
I would love to go into pharmacy.
Wow. Why pharmacy then?
Well, it almost started as a bit of an accident, really, because, well, my mum takes a lot of medications, and when I saw her do her medications throughout the day, I always kept on asking her, what is this medication for? How many times do you have to take it? And naturally, because I kept on doing that so often, I then got to know the names of different medications and the different dosages you can take them in.
So there we go. So it was your own life that might inspire the interest, and you're going to be able to help people in the future. So you got help with your CVs, your interviews, and what's this? You're starting maybe an apprenticeship soon?
Yes, I am. I'm going to start a pharmacy services apprenticeship at the Churchill Hospital.
Wow. How did it feel when you got that note through saying you've been successful?
I was quite shocked.
Quite shocked, but pleased?
Yes, very pleased.
Okay. So Taraji has helped with all this. And if it wasn't for her, maybe you wouldn't be getting what you're doing now.
Yes, that is true. She's helped me massively with getting through this entire process, because it's been very stressful looking for a job before.
Well, best of luck with the apprenticeship.
Thank you.
Hope it goes very well. And if people want to get in touch, how do we get in touch with you guys?
So if you'd like to get in touch, you could reach out to us on the Sophia website.
Mm-hmm.
Sophia.
Is it S-O-F-E-A?
Yes, Sophia, because people get it wrong. Sophia, S-O-F-E-A.
Mm-hmm.
And we are based in Didcot, or they can send us an email, taraji@sophia.uk.com or ria@sophia.uk.com. Ria is also the other program manager in the program.
Well, lovely to see you. Lovely to see you both, okay? So if I'm going to come and see you in my old age, and you're going to be sorting me out, are you, sir? Are you?
Yeah.
Lovely to see you. Thank you very much for coming on today. And good luck. And
thanks for having us, James.
Thank you very
much. Thank